Good morning. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and his cabinet presented their 2019 budget in Parliament on Friday, although as yet they don't have sufficient support to push it through. Backing from Podemos is likely as long as the socialist government agrees to its request to reduce the cost of household electricity bills, to increase paternity leave and to reduce the price of renting a home. Votes from Catalan separatist parties, the ERC and PDECAT, are likely to be crucial to make up the numbers needed for the budget to pass through Parliament. The main processes and the parliamentary stages will get underway this week, and if the budget proposal gets the required support, the official parliamentary debate will take place in the first fortnight of February. A campaign to allow members of separatist group ETA to be relocated nearer to their Basque country homes has split public opinion, with terrorism victims condemning the move. Since coming to power last June, Pedro Sanchez has promised to reverse an official government policy to keep jailed ETA members in prisons across Spain. Family members of prisoners, 46 of whom are in jail in France, claim moving nearer to their homes will assist their eventual reintegration into society. Since Sanchez announced his new policy, 19 ETA prisoners have been transferred back to the Basque Country. However, only two of these had publicly given up any links to the terrorist group. Police in Costa Rica and Spain say they've arrested 12 people alleged to have been involved in the kidnapping of a missing American. Police from both countries say the joint operation led to the arrests of Costa Rican suspects on Friday. William Sean Creighton Copco, an American businessman, was kidnapped in Costa Rica on September the 24th, and authorities say he's still missing. The three people arrested in Zaragoza are considered by police to be the ringleaders. Costa Rican police arrested another 9 people. The police are investigating the discovery of a stash of weapons, including 2 submachine guns and 2 hand grenades, in a stolen UK-plated car. The weapons were found inside the abandoned Volkswagen Golf after it was towed away from a residential street in Benavís near Marbella. Officers ordered the removal of the vehicle after UK authorities reported it stolen. Investigators discovered the weapons when they opened the vehicle up in a police pound. A loaded pistol was found in the glove compartment, and a rucksack containing 2 submachine guns with 4 boxes of ammunition, 2 hand grenades and 2 detonators were found in the boot. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.